Da 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 da. It just looks like fall, late fall outside, right? Kind of cloudy. We may see a little of the white stuff today, a little wet snow, and they certainly are in the northern, the higher elevations, I should say. 7-Eleven. Coming up, we'll give you another chance at our free money question of the day. You could win $100 in cash this hour. I'm really, I got to tell you, I'm really surprised. I don't think I can remember the last time a movie reviewer, Willie Waffle, gave a movie 4 stars, 4 waffles. And Interstellar is the one that he has, he's given this to. He's saying it's a great movie. I pulled out the, I'm just going to pull down the Matthew McConaughey commercial. But is it just me, though? Is that sexy?
Christine?
In my objective news person opinion, oh, yes.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. There you have it. It's official.
You know, Andrew mentioned earlier the commercial that they did on SNL. Was it Jim Carrey who did it? It was Jim Carrey. It was so funny. I was driving Lincolns long before they were paying me to drive them.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Actually, that was one of the best SNLs I've seen in a while. Jim Carrey was back on. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then they had the scene in the middle with the guy it was a Geico ad in the middle of the Lincoln ad. And so Matthew McConaughey hits the guy as he's in the middle of the Geico commercial.
Christine never watches Saturday Night Live, but because it was about Matthew McConaughey, there we go. She was there.
Stop.
Andrew.
There was a few of my funniest moments of Jim Carrey's commercial was, he's talking about, you got to go backwards sometimes before you got to go forward. Like when you win an Oscar and then you start doing Lincoln commercials.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. And then he's doing this thing with his hand, and he's like, I wonder what I'm going to do with this booger after I ball it up here. I don't know what I'm going to do.
These stinking commercials, though, are like movies. They're really like movie trailers.
Uh-huh.
They're really something, I guess. All right. So you're on a bus. You're sitting at the DMV. You're at a restaurant. And there is a baby crying.
Mm.
What do you do? You know, some people are as bold can be.
Yeah.
They're just going to come right out and say something. Yes, right?
Yep. You know, I think I would say something, but you have to understand. I wouldn't. I actually wouldn't.
You would say something?
No, I would want to say something, but okay, I wouldn't, because I understand. What, are you going to say something to the parent? Like they have the magic key that stops the kid from crying?
You might roll your eyes.
Right.
Sigh. You might do a little and get up and walk away. But, I mean, you know, it is, and there's so many things that can annoy you, right? Do you say something? You really don't. And here's one reason why you shouldn't, if you'd like to know. A woman in Colma, California, was standing in a checkout line the other day, and a kid started throwing a tantrum. So the woman asked the kid's mother to do something about it. Okay, that's a bad move right off the bat. I mean, who are you to say you should do something, right? I hate it when somebody interferes like that, but it does happen. So the woman said, are you going to do something about your son? And they had a few words in line. The mother followed the first woman out to the parking lot. This is the mother follows the woman out to the parking lot who said something to her about her kid and punched her in the face. Her name is Natalie Bree Hajik Richardson. The other woman hasn't been named, but the cops are still looking for her. From the security video, it looks like she left the store before Natalie and then left her kid alone in the car to wait for Natalie and then attack her in the parking lot. Listen in.
It didn't bother me that the child was throwing the tantrum. Just, you know, the volume was very loud and it was hurting my ears. She, you know, came to the side of me and told me not to tell our child what to do. And I told her that I didn't tell your child what to do. I, you know, asked you very nicely to calm down your child just a little bit.
Okay. This woman should have been punched in the face. I'm sorry. Give me a break. Give me a break.
I would say the better suggestion, and I don't know that I've ever done this or would do this, but if the kid is screaming and throwing a tantrum, if you went up to the kid and said, hey, what's going on, buddy? And
Right.
The different face, the different voice, that might have an impact on the kid to say, what's going on here? But
clearly this woman that is talking here is not a mother.
Right.
Because mothers have all been in that situation. And sometimes you have no choice. You're checking out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kid's having a tantrum. What are you supposed to do? Give them the candy bar they want so they can turn out to be a criminal? Okay? I mean, come on. I've got to see to the future here. Let's not forget. Anyway, she punched her in the face.
I think, I don't know, I think it's a bad situation. If I felt it, I would just start screaming louder than him.
Yeah! All right. We've been doing a weight loss program here for about, now you really can't tell unless you look at Andrew, for about
oh,
6 weeks.
You guys look much better, I will say. You're glowing. You're healthier.
Yeah. Dr. Sue Dakotas, do I say that properly, is on the line right now. She's a board-certified internist with a specialty in medical weight loss. So, you know, we're all trying here. We're all really trying to lose weight. What do you think? Are we going about it the wrong way by doing a quick fast for six weeks?
I don't think that's the right way to do it. Sorry about that. How are you going to fast for 6 weeks anyway, okay?
Well, clearly I didn't. Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, the biggest thing that I deal with in my practice with patients coming in for medical weight loss is really helping them with the cravings for food. So you have to understand that all of our cravings for food are physiologic. And we're all different. So a lot of people that are heavy, their parents are heavy, they were heavy kids, a lot of these people may have problems with the hunger, satiety signals that are going between their gut and their brain. It's not necessarily willpower, but there are things that we're learning to do to help that.
Do you know, I was watching a report on, I think it was NBC News or 60 Minutes or something, I don't know what it was, and they talked about how as you get older, one of the keys to longevity is that you put on a little weight. You aren't skin and bones, and having a little extra weight is really a good thing if you're older.
It really is, because it protects your bones. You know, you've got more things. And also people with heart failure, they tend to really do better if they're a little heavier.
However,
I mean, that's a generalization. We know that Americans and people around the world are getting heavier and heavier. And that is having, you know, devastating effects on our healthcare system. Just look at it from a financial point of view. And kids today, this is the first generation, the kids are probably not going to live as long as their parents.
Boy, do you think that's really going to be the case? I mean, I hear a lot of that. You think that's really going to be the case?
I think it's going to be the case because, you know, the kids are getting diabetes. Kids never got type 2 diabetes years
right.
ago.
Right. And what is it? I mean, it's the soda, it's the junk food, it's the quick, I don't have to cook it, package type meals.
Yes, it's less physical activity. I also think our environment has changed. Now, when I see obese kids coming into my practice, if we really do a close history, we find these kids aren't really eating that much.
Right.
They're not going to fast food restaurants more than your kids are going, but they're fat. So what's going on? I think a lot of it's environmental. So what I try to do in my practice is clean up the body.
Right.
So we do specialized tests. Now, the best thing that you can do, I think, to start off with is put somebody on a very powerful probiotic. And the one that I formulated for my patients has over 50 billion species. Now, when you get the gut healthy, the gut serves as a much better screening device for you. It really protects you from absorbing too much crap from your food. It also helps you feel satisfied.
By the way, I just love your terminology, the gut, the crap, and all that stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Really, you got to speak in layman terms. It's how these people can understand this stuff.
Yeah, listen, doctors, we still refer to it as the gut. I've got gut instinct. So I have a whole line of supplements that are really out there. It's drsuedakotas.com, Dr. Sue Supplements, that really can help you with a lot of these things. So anyone out there that's interested, check my website. These things can really be helpful.
There
are probiotics, there are prebiotics, and there are other things that you can do to really get your gut healthier. And so many people out there have irritable bowel, constipation, and that isn't healthy. That's something that you really want to try to correct.
I want to ask you about when we talked about having some body fat as you get older and the protection it provides. What's a healthy percentage of body fat if you're anywhere from 30 to, 70? What's the range that you should be at, a percentage of body fat?
I think anywhere from, let's say, 20 to 25 is pretty good. And you have to get that measured with a special machine.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they say, and as much as somebody that is in their 30s or 40s or 50s should not have the extra body weight, as you get into your 70s, 80s, and 90s, that's when they say you should have the extra body weight. So it can work in a negative for you earlier.
Yes. it's not just the body weight. It's lean body mass.
Right, right.
It's the amount of muscle. So when you're 80 and you fall down the stairs, it's not really your fat that's going to protect you. It's your muscle.
That's funny. Like, my wife's nickname for me is lean body mass. Yeah. yeah. All right, Doc. What's the website again? It's
DrDakotas.com.
And we'll have the we'll have that up on our show notes on the website.
It's a nutrition supplement. So check it out. There's more information on the website.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay. could you feel the infomercial coming from her? Could you feel it kind of?
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
It was brewing. It was creeping, and it was. I mean, what? There's got to be something behind. And then, bang!
Dr. Seuss supplements.
I have supplements. So go to drseuss.com, and she will take care of you. 7:21, Christine, with an update on the news here from the newsroom, and then Martin, stand by. I knew you were going to call on this topic. Good morning.
Good morning. Same-sex marriage supporters suffering a setback after a federal appeals court upholding gay marriage bans in four states. The man accused of kidnapping a woman on the streets of Philadelphia will be extradited to Virginia to face separate charges. And there's now a new title for Star Wars Episode 7.
Your forecast for the weekend. We may see a little of the white stuff this afternoon. Certainly the higher elevations they will. Showers turning to maybe some rain and snow tonight. With a low going down to 29, we'll go to 40 today. Tomorrow, 47 the high. Cloudy skies, mostly cloudy on Sunday. The high only 42 degrees. By midweek next week, it's going to feel a bit like winter. Currently, 38 degrees, cloudy skies. Back in 2 minutes on WIBX.